This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to this bonus episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast, exclusively for Patreon subscribers. On this episode, I have four movie reviews that I'm going to try to get through in about maybe 10-15 minutes, so I'm not going to dally on anymore. First review is on the highly acclaimed Rocketman.
Before he changed music...
Hands off the table, Reginald, stop making that noise.
He had to reinvent...
Can you even play the piano in those?
...himself.
Elton John.
All right, so Rocketman, as you already can tell, is the biopic of the famed musician Elton John, and it stars Taron Egerton, Jamie Bell, Bryce Dallas Howard, and it is really good. I would say downright amazing. What makes Rocketman stand out from other musical biopics is that it's structured like a Hollywood musical, and I actually really respect the filmmakers for doing it this way, because the songs represent a certain chapter in Elton John's life, and I like that aspect even more. I think this movie is way better than Bohemian Rhapsody of last year. This is a movie where if you love Elton John's music, you're gonna love this. If you're not too familiar with Elton John's music, you're gonna love this as well. It does go through the usual cliches that you see in biopic movies about them, you know, getting on into drugs and violence and whatnot, but I thought the structure of this was really well done. And yes, it may go into those tropes, but it's not the cliche tropes you see in other biopic movies. Highly recommend Rocketman. I think you can find a review of it on the site thatmomentin.com. Yes, definitely check it out. If I can, 5 out of 5 stars, Rocketman. Next up on our list, we have The Dead Don't Die.
Guys, shouldn't we be telling each other that it's all gonna be okay? That this will all go away like a bad dream? Ronnie?
Gee, Mindy, I'm not sure I can say that.
Cliff? Please?
It's all gonna be okay, Mindy. Maybe it'll all just go away like a bad dream.
I doubt it.
All right, so The Dead Don't Die is the latest movie from Jim Jarmusch. And I love Jim Jarmusch movies. I really do. Coffee and Cigarettes and Night on Earth. What's that with vampires? Only Lovers Left Alive. Yes, that was really good too. Dead Man even. But he has a certain deadpan style to his movies that sometimes work and sometimes they don't. Think about The Dead Don't Die, which has a huge cast, including Bill Murray, Chloe Sevigny, Adam Driver, Danny Glover, Steve Buscemi, Selena Gomez, is that I don't think he really utilizes the whole big cast that well. And since this is a zombie movie, I really can't really tell if this is trying to be a... Well, the trailers made this look into a zombie comedy, but it's not as funny as you would see in trailers. I'm really constantly surprised that this got such a wide release because it is a Jim Jarmusch movie, and Jim Jarmusch movies tend to be a little more on the quiet comedy side, very much a droll comedy. And I don't think that's going to work for a wide audience. So if you're expecting something along the lines of Shaun of the Dead or Zombieland, you're going to be highly disappointed in this. The story of The Dead Don't Die is that there's a lot of fracking going on, and the dead has started to rise from the graves in the small town. The thing is that the characters in the small town, they're not highly affected that there's a zombie apocalypse. The only person that is Chloe Sevigny's character. And what makes one stand out a little bit is that there's a lot of meta humor in this. Like, characters are aware that they're in a zombie movie, but it never actually goes anywhere. Tilda Swinton is in this as an assassin, and she's good. All the characters in this are fine. They do a fine performance. I just wasn't really getting to the storyline of this, because it is just essentially a zombie movie. And there are moments when Jim Jarmusch is making callbacks to the original Dawn of the Dead about the zombies coming back and them doing the same things that they've done before. So when zombies come back, they're like, iPhone! And then they'll be like, what's the other thing? Like, wine and stuff. And I just really wasn't buying into that. I've got a full review of the movie here over on the SayItThatMomentIn.com. And I know I talked about it over on Cinema Recap podcast a few weeks ago. But yeah, I like the movie, but I really would not recommend this one to anyone. Just because if you're a big Jim Jarmusch fan, you probably will find something to enjoy about it. Because there are moments in this that made me laugh out loud. But other than that, I think I gave the review probably like 2.5 to 3 stars out of 5. So yeah, that's my quick review of The Dead Don't Die. The trailers made this look to be a lot more fun than it actually would be, because it's a very slow moving movie and it'll make you chuckle a few times, but that's about it. Alright, so now onto my review of Ma.
On May 31st,
you guys want to party like rock stars?
Woo! Welcome to Ma.
Go see Ma before anybody spoils any of it.
What the?
Seriously.
Ma is crazy.
It's that good.
This ought to shut you up.
Octavia Spencer.
You keep in touch with anyone from school?
I run into people every now and then.
Get home safe.
Ma. Rated R.
So Ma is about this young girl played by Diana Slivers. I hope I'm saying the name right. She moves into the small town with her mom, played by Julia Lewis. She hooks up with a few friends around the area who are all the basic tropes you see in horror films. And they're trying to get drunk. They're young 16-year-olds trying to get some booze. And they're trying to get people to buy them alcohol. They run into this woman, and she at first is hesitant to buy them booze. But then it's like, all right. And then she says, hey, look, you kids want somewhere to drink? I've got a place for you to drink. And they go to her home. She made some rules that they can only drink in her basement. And soon her basement becomes the hot spot for all the young teenage crowds to drink. And everyone loves her. They call her Ma. But Ma has got a dark secret about herself. And it's revealed that she is crazy. And this could have been a really fun movie. In fact, I would give Octavia Spencer credit for her performance in this. It's really good. It's just the backstory of Ma's character I find to be extremely laughable. And I'm trying my best not to go into spoilers in this one, folks. I really am. But when you found out the reason why she becomes psychotic, I was just rolling my eyes. I was like, really? And some people will see it as being somewhat of a tragedy. Basically, all I see right now is that she was teased in her high school days, and there was an incident that happened that really scarred her. And I can understand why that would scar someone, but let's put it this way. She made that choice to go into that room and do what she did. No one forced her to do anything like that at all. So yes, she may have been embarrassed about it, but to hold a grudge this long and become a psychopath. Oh, also, it just seems, I was going to a spoiler there, but I didn't want to. So yeah, it's great performance. The kids in this are fine, but they're your usual stereotypical. You have the main character who's, you know, the slight virginal character, and then you got the slutty one, and you have the dorky guy, and then you have the talking black guy, and this, yeah, it just, it goes with the main type of tropes. There are some moments in this where a lot of people who are not used to horror are going to think that this is the most extreme thing happening. And I will admit, for a middle-of-the-road mainstream movie, it does have extreme moments. I can understand the R rating, but this really could have gotten away with a PG-13 rating. There's nothing in this that's really that intense or gory to give it an R rating, except for a few uses of the word of fuck, alright? The F-bomb. So anyways, that's review of Ma. Great performance from Octavia Spencer, but the storyline is just really typical, and like I said before, once you find out why Ma's going crazy, it's not going to work that well for you. So we're going to move on right now to Anna.
You enter the motel at 137. Do you notice anything suspicious?
Like what?
It's like we're dealing with pros.
Anna, rated R, June 21st.
So Anna is the latest movie from director Luc Besson. You know him from The Professional, aka Leon, La Femme Nikita, Lucy, The Fifth Element, whole bunch of movies. I love Luc Besson's style. I do. This one, however, I was highly disappointed, and I was looking forward to this one. He reunited with his composer from the La Femme Nikita and a professional, and his cinematographer of that, and I was expecting to see a really cool female assassin movie. Basic story of Anna is it deals with this Russian female assassin who is soon infiltrated by American spy CIA and soon has to kind of work both sides. Now, that concept sounds interesting. Unfortunately, that's not really what we get in this movie. What disappoints me in this is how it's structured, because in this movie, we begin with her hit job, like her, you know, doing a hit job, but we don't know that first. First of all, we just think that she's a model going to a shoot, and then she shoots somebody, and then it tracks back. We find her origin story. Not even that. I'll take that back. The movie actually begins with a different Russian spy who is infiltrated and killed, and then we're cut to seeing Anna. She's this poor woman. An agent picks her up. They fly her to Paris. She goes to these lush parties. She meets a guy she likes, and then the next morning she kills him. And then the movie tracks back to her real story, where she was actually a poor woman in Russia with an abusive boyfriend doing crimes. She's picked up by the KGB, and then she becomes an assassin right away and has worked for them doing jobs. And then it tracks back to show that she's been infiltrated by American spies. The movie does a lot of that. It shows you sequences of events, and then it goes and goes tracks back to tell you how things actually were. It reminded me a little bit of Clue and the Three Endings. You know, like, hey, this is how it could have happened, but this is how it really should have happened. And it just kind of goes all over the place. The action in this is not all that great. I mean, there is a great little shootout in a restaurant sequence that I kind of liked. I guess what makes one difficult to get into is that I don't really care about Anna as a character at all. Even though they show her backstory of this, I just have no way of really empathizing with her. Maybe if they started this movie with her sequences in Russia, I would be able to get into this movie a little bit more. But it just movie's all over the place. Plot-wise, it's all over the place. Helen Mirren is probably the only good actor in this. And also, there's an actress, which I forgot her name. She plays Anna's girlfriend. She's really good, too. I've got a full review of Anna over on the site, thatmomentin.com. Highly suggest you check it out. I should also mention, too, I think I also have a review of The Dead Don't Die over on the site, thatmomentin.com. Yeah, so anyways, folks, that's it for my bonus reviews of the month of June. I'm going to try and do these episodes at least every month. But anyways, folks, thank you all for listening to this bonus episode over on Patreon. You can check out all of our main shows over on the site, thatmomentin.com. Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, Podomatic. Just search thatmomentin.com. I'm the Vern, signing off right now. Check us out on Twitter at @cinema_recall, Facebook Cinema Recall Podcast. That's it for everyone. Good night.